On University of Redlands Week, women journalists have faced many questions about their legitimacy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kathy Feely, professor of history, describes how one group of women journalists fought through.
In my research, I center the Hollywood Women's Press Club to examine the ascendance, impact, and significance of American entertainment journalism from the 1920s to the 1980s. The Hollywood Press Corps is a professional cohort and cultural concept, did not exist in 1920, but emerged as the third largest U.S. press corps by 1950. The network's output and cultural reception of the largely white female journalists and public relations personnel of the Hollywood Women's Press Club shaped debates over the meaning of journalism and issues of work, marriage, children, sexual harassment, and likability in American women's lives. In the 1920s and 30s, the club fought for professional access and legitimacy. They also debated the place of publicity and promotion in U.S. journalism. In the 1940s, they innovated influential, controversial awards known as the Golden and Sour Apple Awards that spotlighted questions of media access and objectivity. In the 1950s and 60s, they battled anti-communist repression, embraced the new medium of television, and expanded their already synergistic vision of entertainment journalism. In the 1970s, they explicitly embraced feminist activism that splintered the organization. And in the 1980s, they faced feminist backlash, all while shaping and producing a complex, conflicted national media discourse on American women's private, public, and professional lives. The story of the Hollywood Women's Press Club across mid-20th century America illustrates significant changes in the media landscape and in women's lives and livelihoods.
That was Kathy Feely of the University of Redlands. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.